Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Carlos Martinez. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenn Allen Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Mlicki. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joey Cora. Batting second. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, George Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kirk McCaskill. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sviam. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cora is hit by the pitch. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There goes Raines. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Raines steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez throws to second for 1, and Fermin throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Raines scores. Bell moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Mlicki covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martinez hits a line drive off the glove of Ventura, and into shallow left field. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to third. One out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards second. Cora scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sviam bunts towards the mound. Mlicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Karkovice moves to second. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Cora is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson scores. Karkovice moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 1 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz strikes out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive beyond short. Sviam can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Felix Furman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0 for 1 in the game. Furman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 0 for 1 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura takes first base on ball 4. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasqua hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCaskill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Whiten is 0-for-1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenallan Hill batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Hill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Whiten moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Whiten moves to third. Hill moves to second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ortiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam misplays the ball. That's an error on Sviam. Whiten scores. Hill scores. Jacoby moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a line drive for a single. Jacoby scores. Ortiz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Fermin is 0-for-2 in the game. Fermin hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Lance Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Carcoviche is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Carcoviche hits a pop-up towards short. Fermin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sviam is 0-for-0 in the game. Sviam hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga is 0-for-2 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cora is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines is 0-for-2 in the game. Raines hits a line drive into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Cora. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Cora steals second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Thomas takes first base on ball four. George Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Cora trying to get to home. Hill throws the ball into Ortiz, who tags Cora, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Thomas moves to second. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whiten hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Hill hits a line drive into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whiten moves to second. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cora fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Lance Johnson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche strikes out. There goes Johnson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sviem is 0 for 1 in the game. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviem scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fermin is 0 for 3 in the game. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with McCaskill covering, for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0 for 3 in the game. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Plunk now pitching. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cora is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raines is 0 for 3 in the game. Raines bunts towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pasqua. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Wayne Kirby pinch runs for Carlos Martinez. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Whiten is walked intentionally. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hill hits a line drive for a single. Kirby scores. Whiten moves to third. It's 4-3, Indians. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whiten tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0-for-3 in the game. Ortiz hits a line drive for a single. Hill moves to second. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lofton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Sorrento now playing first base. George Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Derek Lilliequist now pitching. Steve Sachs pinch runs for George Bell. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a pop-up towards first. Sorrento settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Abner pinch hits for Dan Pasqua. Sean Abner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sachs moves to second. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Sachs moves to third. Abner moves to second. Steve Olin now pitching. Warren Newson pinch hits for Ron Carcoviche. Warren Newson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it, tags Johnson and throws to first to double up Newson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sean Abner now playing right field. Carlton Fisk now catching. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-for-4 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-4 in the game. Berga hits a ball on the ground for a single. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-4 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sorrento hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sviam is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joey Cora is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cora is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cora hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cora for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Raines is 0 for 4 in the game. Raines hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.